الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا وداعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا أما بعد. My dear respected brothers and elders, it is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us blessing and given us words in which we can gain reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by uttering these words. We can gain reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times we don't understand that what we utter from our mouth with our tongue, is it a means of us gaining reward from Allah or gaining a wrath from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us something which is definitely rewardable in terms of when we greet each other, when we meet each other, when we come to see each other, when we talk to each other. It is not something which has been invented at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or it is not something which has been invented after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left this world. No, it's not been invented by any prophets, or it's not been invented by any pious person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This word which we utter, knowing the meaning or not knowing the meaning, sometimes we do it properly, sometimes we don't. And that greeting is when we greet with saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Comes in hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once told the Sahabas and ordered the Sahabas to do 7 things. Amongst the 7 things was to greet somebody with Assalamu alaikum, to make this a habit of our life. Now before we go, that what to do, the wording should be and what the reward a person gets by doing Assalamu alaikum. Like I said, that this is not an invention, this word is not an invention of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for the Muslim Ummah. He has chosen it for us to greet each other. Rather than greeting somebody by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Although if we take it in the sense of dua, if we take these words in the sentence of dua, good morning, may your morning be good, we are giving, although we won't get any reward for it, but let's presume that we are saying these words for the intention of dua. So you're specifically just making dua for the morning. You are making that person's morning good. Whereas the word assalamu alaikum covers everything. It covers everything. Assalamu alaikum. May Allah's blessing, salam, may Allah's mercy be upon you. So if Allah's mercy is with us, then we got nothing to worry about. So where did this salam come from? It came from the beginning. Right from the beginning, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, He ordered Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and He pointed at the angels. That do you see those angels who are sitting there? A group of angels, a jamaat of angels, go and do salam to them. As Adam alayhi salatu wasalam said, Assalamu alaikum. The angels replied, Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. They added, Wa rahmatullah. So my dear respected brothers, this is something which has been ordered and chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the beginning when man was created. And it is something for us, it is a sign for us. And it is a blessing for us. When we greet each other, we say this creates love between each other. It creates love between each other. What is the benefit for it? My respected brothers and elders, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting, one sahabi came and said, Assalamu alaikum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. And then he said, 10. Then another sahabi came and said, Assalamu alaikum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave jawab, Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. And he said, 20. The third sahabi came and said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah, and said, 30. Now in the wording, Assalamu alaykum, first sahabi came and said, Assalamu alaykum. Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say 10 to him and 20 to the second and 30 to the third one? Because first sahabi came and said, Assalamu alaykum. Second sahabi came and said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Third sahabi came and said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So by saying the complete salam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, we're getting 30 rewards. But just by saying Assalamu alaikum, 10 rewards is there. So my dear respected brothers, whatever is chosen, what I am trying to put in front of you, that whatever Allah has chosen for us, in terms of gaining reward, in terms of getting close to each other, in terms of gaining reward from Allah and getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has given us these words. Rather than teaching our children good morning and good evening and good night, good afternoon, we should teach them Assalamu alaikum. That way our children will understand. And also they will be entitled to gaining reward. It is a dua for us. We are making dua for that. Assalamu alaikum. When I say Assalamu alaikum, I am making dua for you. May Allah's blessing, mercy be upon you. In return you're saying, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah's blessing, mercy be upon you too. We are giving reward and we are making dua for each other. And that is something which makes a person go close. Because the way we talk and the way the words we use really affects a person. Okay, I might be saying some words which is according to me. These are nice words. But the person in front of me might feel very bad about it. Because it's the way, the wording I'm putting in, presenting in front of him. So therefore we have to understand what we put in front of a person, the way we present this wording, and the way we present ourselves to that person. Is that person feeling bad or is he feeling good? So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew all this. Allah al-alim al-ghayb, Allah knows our character. Because Allah has created us and He knows what we need. Therefore Allah has given us a beautiful word that greet each other is by saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now we have to learn these words. Many brothers, many sisters, they don't even pronounce Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is wrong. We are giving dua to somebody and that dua has to be pronounced properly. When we recite Quran, we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We pronounce it properly because it's the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we pronounce the salam, we should pronounce it properly. Not sometimes we keep some inside and come outside. We should utter the salam properly and clearly. Because it is a dua for the person we are communicating with. So when we say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, we are entitled to 30 rewards. Do we have this capability of gaining 30 rewards daily without hardship? Gaining reward is hard, but to destroy the rewards, get demolish the reward is very easy. So it is not something which we can say, okay, I've got a lot of reward, that's enough for me. But these rewards, are they protected? When we make car insurance, we have 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year. When 4 year comes, we try. What we do? We be careful when we drive. I don't want to cause any accident. Because when I go there, my claim will go through, and that's it. I've lost everything because under 4 years, I cannot protect my non-claim bonus. So after 4 years, what do we do? We protect our non-claim bonus. Even if the accident happens, premium will go a bit up. So we think about the dunya. We think ahead what we should do, how we should do it. But for our akhirat, we don't think. Gaining reward, okay, done it, it's enough. But to protect those rewards and to protect it, if those souls, those rewards don't demolish from the amal nama, we have to make effort for it. Finally, when we say Assalamu alaikum, this is a act of a sunnah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But my dear respected brothers and elders, remember this, to reply somebody by saying wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh is wajib. So therefore a person who's doing salam should understand, is the person in the state of giving ju'ab for my salam or is he not? If he's eating, how can he? He's got morsels in his mouth. He's got food in his mouth. So therefore we should understand that if I give salam to him, he would not be able to give jawab to me. Therefore he will break a wajib. If a person is doing wudu, they will not be able to give salam. So therefore we should understand that he would not be able to give me jawab. A person praying salat, he would not be able to give jawab. Person reciting Quran. So therefore we should understand the situation of the person who we are greeting with salam. Will they be able to give jawab? If they are, then give the salam. And the person who hears it should reply by saying wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, because this is wajib. And to let go of wajib is sinful. To let go of sunnah, if we don't leave it deliberately, there is no, but we will get huge reward for it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the right understanding. And let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to establish this salam and to make this salam a open in the society, in our families, within the Muslim Ummah, that we greet each other with salam and we greet each other with this dua which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy and blessing upon everybody. Wa akhiru da'wana.